To ensure the highest quality service, this call may be monitored and recorded.
Thank you for calling Coastline Garage Doors. We are your one-stop shop for all your garage door needs. Please press 1 for new service. Press 2 for existing service.
We know your time is valuable. Thank you for holding. Someone will be with you as soon as possible.
Hello?
Hey, Ibrahim. It's Abraham. I've missed your call.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Happy Friday. We made it.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
So I have an update. Well, you need to respond to that email from Google. So do you have the required documents from the last conversations we've had? That I think you mentioned that you don't have the utility bill because it's a leased out space or something along those lines, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you would not be able to send Google the information that they're requesting.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm asking you.
One second, please.
Yeah, I can read you the email. So what they're looking for is a utility bill apart from what you already provided in the thread within the last 3 months to the registered address of your business.
Okay.
And it could be either a garbage collection bill, water bill, sewage, electricity, internet, or gas.
Okay. I provided the internet, the Spectrum internet and phone.
So do you have something else that's not the internet? Because that's something you already provided. Do you have something else, maybe? A garbage collection, water, sewage?
Okay. It's a gross modified lease. And
I know. You don't have to repeat it. I want to see what else we can do. Do you don't have any of the other? Okay.
No.
That's what I wanted to find out. Okay.
Yeah, there is an antenna.
Okay. So I want to see if there's something else we can do then, right? If you can't provide me any more documentation from what you've already done, right? I want to see what else we could do if this is not sufficient. So I just wanted to double check with you. So that, because I spoke with Perry and I spoke with Kelly and they told me, yeah, it's pretty simple. All he's got to do is send over another bill. And I told them what you and me have spoken about. I'm like, I don't think he has another bill related to his business. So I wanted to confirm that with you. You confirmed it. So now I have to see what else we could do. Would you be able to get a bill? Was there some way you could get a bill with your business name on it?
Is this a recorded line?
Yes.
Okay. The answer is no. Because I tried to call Edison yesterday, and I gave them the address, and they said, you can't have service at this address.
Okay.
Okay.
So then let me see what we can do. Let me see what we can do then.
Your landlord pays for the whole building, and the building has probably
several tenants. Yeah, for sure. And it's included in your lease payment or rent, whatever, right?
Right, and I provided that lease over to Google, and I highlighted it's a gross lease where the landlord provides cash, so on.
Okay. So then I'm going to see what else we could do then, right? Because they are asking, at this point, this is very frustrating for you and for me, right? I thought with this last piece of documentation it would be enough, but apparently it wasn't. So I want to, and I asked, right? Remember your request? You're like, Abraham, let's just find someone to speak to at Google, right? But that's not how it works. They have different departments. This advanced verification department, we don't have anyone that's in that department that we could speak to that could help us. The Google representatives that we have are for Google Guarantee, Google Ads, but this advanced verification is like a whole other ballgame. So there isn't someone that I could speak to or have like for the three of us or four of us to all jump on a call for. So at this point, I want to update my team with what you've just confirmed for me, and I want to see what we can do, right? If this is our roadblock, then we have to see on your end what the heck we could do. I don't know. Maybe we could get a cell phone bill under your, I don't know what it could be, but we're going to have to get creative, but I'll get a response for you later today after I've updated them. Okay.
Yeah, but it says in the email thread. I don't know if you see it, but it says
I do.
No phone.
Well, okay, so then that's what I'm saying. So I know. I was just ad-libbing, right? Like, so this expertise, right? Like, I want to see maybe if we get a logo on your car, maybe that could be enough, right? Remember we talked about that, but not a magnet.
Yeah, but right now it has nothing to do with the they approved the trucks, they approved the pictures of the trucks, they approved the location, they approved everything. Right now it's
I know. It's this last piece, I know. It's frustrating. So I wanna see it, like, since you can't provide any other documentation, I wanna see if there's an alternative solution. Okay?
All right, let me know.
Yeah, I will. So I'll more than likely have an update for you before the end of the day. So is it okay if does this number, I'll just shoot you an email if it's really late in the afternoon. I'll just do that. Is that okay?
Just call me. Call me on my cell phone. Let me give you my cell phone. 714.
Sure. Okay, give me one sec. That's what I was going to say. Because I work late, man. I work till like 7, 8 o'clock at night. But I don't want to call you that late if it's a bother either.
No, you can call me.
Okay. I'm ready when you are. Go ahead. 552
0150.
What's the area code? 949?
No, it's 714.
Okay.
552.
Yep.
0150.
Yep. 714-552-0150, and this is your cell phone. Okay. So let me update Kelly, Perry, and my team, and let's see if we have an alternative solution for this, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, Ibrahim. Take care. Happy Friday. Cheers, my friend.
You too. Thanks so much.